We're going to have a good word today. I'm going to go back into Revelation. Took last week off because of Father's Day, but we're going to go into Revelation chapter 2 today and look at some things that Jesus said to the church. So that should be good. Give us some encouragement, some direction, how to live our lives. Amen? Let's start out with some prayer, and then we'll say hi to everybody. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for today. I thank you that in this old building, your family meets. And so today, Lord, the brothers and sisters of Christ, meeting as a family of Christ, we're asking for your plans and purposes to bear fruit right now, right here, today. Lord, we want to be filled up with your joy, with your presence, with your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, your joy that's overflowing. You promise, Father, that when we take Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that you will come and live inside us. So we want to be more than just church attenders. We want to be priests and kings of the Most High God, washed clean in His blood, walking in the purposes and plans and presence of God Almighty. Would you please do that today? We only got an hour and a half today, Lord. We need you to be God, God Almighty, in our hearts and in our thinking and in this place today. In Jesus' name, everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Well, hello again, everybody. Well, I only have a couple of short announcements, and then we'll take the offering. Announcement number one is we are having the fireworks here, the gathering at about 7 o'clock this coming Saturday. That's 4th of July. So we're going to meet here at about 7, and I think most people are going to bring something to eat, and maybe some pop or tea or something to drink, and we're going to hang out and fellowship, maybe play some games for a few hours, and then at dark we'll light off some fireworks. So that's what we're doing coming up Saturday. So that's the first announcement. Second announcement is, because we're doing that Saturday, there's no Thursday night meeting this week. So that also dovetails quite nicely with a week of 90-degree days. And so it will be a little warm in here coming Thursday night. So no Thursday night this week, 4th of July on Saturday. Everybody's invited. There'll be plenty of room if you want to bring friends and relatives. That'd be fine too. So can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your great love, your lavish love in all of our lives. Father, we thank you that you handpick each one of us. for your grace and mercy and salvation. And as we read in the last few weeks in Revelation, before time even began, you handpicked us for salvation. You've washed us completely clean, whiter than snow, in your very blood. And now you call us kings and priests. So this morning, it's with hearts that are so full that we say, thank you, Father. We want to give back to you what you've blessed us with. And Lord, would you please make your name famous in Newhall and in Wyoming and in West Michigan and even places all over the world, Lord. Would you please make yourself famous with the offering that we're giving back to you today. Please bless it. And Lord, I pray that you would bless the giver. Make a distinction between your people.
Good morning, everyone. We have a special birthday today. Yeah. Woohoo! Mary is 80. We're going to sing happy birthday in a minute, but I want you to know after service, there's cake in the multi-purpose room. Come and celebrate Mary's 80th birthday. See, she doesn't really want to twist that around. You know, sometimes when you're like 43, you say, I'm 34. Yeah. She doesn't want to be 8, right, Mary? No. So, we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Mary. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mary. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mary.
Are you 1? Are you 2? Are you 3?
Hey, Brad, there's a bottle back in the refrigerator of milk. Well, because baby Silas is crying. That's what grandmas do. Grandma's taking care of the baby. Yeah. Who only got like 5.5 hours of sleep last night because he was at grandma's. Yeah. So, before we start out today, I want you to know that it's really not the fifth Sunday. I thought it was the fifth Sunday, like all week long. So we have our kids, our fifth Sunday kids singers with us today. Yeah, and I think I had like 4 other people believing it was the fifth Sunday until Denise texted me, do you do know tomorrow's the 4th Sunday, don't you? And it's like, oh, no. So thank you, Denise, yeah. So let's please stand. And as Pastor speaks today, what he's going to speak out of is Revelation 2. See, I always kind of, well, you get it in the text too, like what we're going to do. So I always go ahead and read. And it strikes me that they always in the scripture to each church it says, "Let your ear." Well, those who have an ear, let him hear. So today, let's have our spiritual ears open, and then he calls us to be overcomers. So let's, as we have our spiritual ears open to what God has for us, let's take on that overcoming heart that he's given us to be a conqueror. And then he has promises in each one of those, every one of those churches. So this is a day to open your ears and hear. Hallelujah. Okay.
Thank you. God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against?
Our God
is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God.
One more time. Song. The verses, I'm going to sing the first verse and we'll all come in on the choruses. Second verse, Alex is going to sing and then we'll all sing the bridge together. Yes. Pastor texted me, I'd like the goodness of God. So I looked it up yesterday and we pulled it together. So when the song is anointed like that, it's kind of easy to catch on to. Yeah.
Surrender now, I give you everything.
Your goodness is running after us, running after me. Your goodness is running after us, running after me. Your goodness is running after us, running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after us, running after me.
We're going to start from the beginning and everybody can sing.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. The moment that I wake up until I lift my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. That I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
I love
your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I will sing in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. Breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Just
keep basking in the presence of God. The presence of the Holy Spirit is wonderful right now. Just keep your eyes closed and your heart open and just drink in the Spirit right now. Father, as we get to know you more and more, and you remind us
of your goodness. Of your goodness today, your goodness of yesterday, your goodness of yesteryears. And Father, I bet most of us could tell stories of tough times we came through. And then we get a little bit of perspective and we look back and we can see you are holding our hand, except for the times when you're just flat out carrying us. And your love never leaves us. We literally could sing of your goodness all the days of our life. Thank you so much. Your goodness.
The verse. Okay.
I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. Darkest nights. You were close like no other. I've known you as a father. Goodness. Let's sing it again. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire and darkest nights. You were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness God, all my life. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am giving, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Holy Spirit, thank you for touching us during worship, filling us back up, for just shining your love in our heart, which is hope, which is joy, which is this refreshing, restorating, amazing presence of God that it's past words. And there's just nothing like you touching our heart, spirit to spirit. There's just nothing like it. We thank you and praise you. As we look at your word today, would you please guide us every step of the way? And would you please give each one of us ears today, hearing ears, so that we can hear what you say to us. Specifically, for each one of us, we'd hear your word for us personally. Would you please do that, Father? In Jesus Christ's mighty name, everybody said, amen. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. That was awesome, worship team. Thank you. Good job, Lily and Silas. Well, if you have your Bible with you, could you turn with me to... We'll start out in Revelation 1. I'm just going to do a quick review, a quick reminder of some stuff that we were looking at a couple of weeks ago. We took Father's Day off and I talked about fathers a little bit.